Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
And welcome into The View from Wayne America on Big Red Country, KTCH 1049, the city KCTY 989-1590, and WayneDailyNews.com. With us today is Executive Director with the Wayne Community Schools Foundation, Brandon Foote. Brandon, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I know, Brandon, you guys will have something going on, of course, next week over there with auctioning off the old championship banners with the new banners being installed at the gym there. But before we get into talking about those championship banners, look at the foundation and what you guys have been working on lately.
Yeah, so right now we've got our annual mailing campaign that's out. We send that out. We've got about 3,000 mailing addresses in our database, so we send them out to all of those. So that's our big end-of-year project we do every year. If somebody wants to donate to that but didn't get anything in the mail, they can contact me at the school, and I can get them on our mailing list. They can also donate on our website, which is WayneCommunitySchoolsFoundation.com.
And then looking at the foundation as a whole, who makes up Wayne Community Schools Foundation with you being the executive director as well?
Yeah, I'm the executive director, and then we have our foundation board. So I'm the actual only full-time employee, but then we have a board members. I think we are at 10 board members. Mike Varley is our president. Chris Loberg is our vice president. And then Kim Endicott's our treasurer. Let's see, Misty Bayer is our secretary. And then we have Jamie Manns, Jason Clausen, Becky Zavada, Kristen Lutz, Kevin Peterson. I think that's all of them. So we've got a foundation board of 10 people, and then myself, and then Dr. Lenahan is also sits in on our foundation meetings to bring like the school side of it as well.
Yep. And then how often do you guys meet?
We meet once a month. The first Monday of every month is our meetings.
Yep. And then kind of what, typical board meeting, I'm assuming, but what have been the latest topics of discussion during your guys' meetings?
Yeah, so the school brought to us last month the possibility of, in the future, doing a ag building for the school, for the ag and FFA. So that's kind of our big thing. We'll also start getting ready for our alumni tournament, which will be April 15th and 16th this year. We start building the resources for that in January. We'll start reaching out to officials and the teams and all that stuff. So, that's kind of what this time of year looks like for us.
Perfect. Again, we're talking with Brandon Foote, the executive director for Wayne Community Schools Foundation. And Brandon, I know have the auction coming up here. So of the old championship banners that are going to be auctioned off. So kind of talk about how that came about to bring in, of course, the new championship banners.
Yeah, so this summer the school came to us and the athletic boosters to see if we'd be interested in contributing to the new project. For anybody that's been in the gym before, they were the white banners hanging on the walls that had all the past state championships and runner-up, and they just wanted to kind of give that a facelift. So now we've got new blue ones on the wall. They really pop off the wall and look nice. But the old ones we're going to be auctioning off next week. And that'll be to help us as the foundation and the athletic boosters with the cost of it. So we'll split the profits of the auction, and both the foundation and the booster club will get that. It starts in 5 days. It starts next Monday at noon, and it'll run through Sunday the 21st, and it'll end at 8:30 that night. And we have banners going all the way back to the 1940s. We've actually got some from every decade dating back to then. So the oldest one we have is the 1942 Boys Class B State Basketball Championship one. And the most recent one we have would be the 2019 Girls Class B State Softball Championship. So all there's 28 of them up for auction. There's 24, I believe there's 24 athletic ones. And then we do have four theater-themed ones. which are 3 1-at plays, and then the Class B state speech runner-up from 1993 as well. So anybody that, you know, was on a team in those years that was either champion or runner-up can bid on it, and it is going to be a $10 minimum bid to start. The banners are 5 feet tall and 3 feet long, and then they do have to be picked up from the high school. We're not going to ship them.
Yep, perfect. You kind of got into some of the explanation there for the bidding process. Again, it's Monday, November 15th, starting at noon. It goes through Sunday, November 21st at 8:30 p.m. But when it closes, like Brandon talked about, the minimum bid for the banners is $10, and there's 28 of them, 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide, so good-sized banners there as well, and there's at 28 overall. Brandon, again, where could folks go about? I guess I know we'll have a link on our website, WayneDealyNews.com, under the local sports tab when we get the story done. But where else could folks go to, I guess, put a bid on one of these banners?
Yep, right now, and anybody that wants to, they can actually go to either the foundation's Facebook page or even the school's Facebook page. They've also shared it. And they can find that link right now. We put it up last night. So you can actually go look at the banners and everything. You can sign up now so you're ready to bid on Monday. You don't have to put all your information in, then you can get it done ahead of time. And how it'll work is when you sign up, you will have to put a credit card in for it to be on file, but the only way it'll be charged is if you're actually the winning bidder. And it also, the company we're going through, it's called charityauctionstoday.com. And the way it'll work is if you bid on something and you get outbid, they will actually send you a text to let you know so that if you want to keep bidding, you can log back in and take care of business ahead of time at the end of the auction.
Perfect, and yep, and I know you mentioned before, so the funds from this will cover the costs that you guys, along with partnering with the Wayne Blue Devil Booster Club there as well, for these new championship banners, and then so obviously we're expecting more championships to come here, so how does that work? Is there something where we'll have a new banner kind of looking the same for years to come?
I think, you know, hopefully we can just keep putting them up on the wall, and what they'll be from now on is they'll be the new blue ones. That are up there, and I think the school pays for those as they come in. So, like the new bowling one that's up there that's already blue and everything, the school paid for that one. So as those come in, you know, hopefully we get one every year. That'd be great. But yeah, they'll be the new blue ones, and they'll just keep adding to the wall up there.
Awesome. Perfect. So again, yeah, it's Brandon Foote, Executive Director with Wayne Community Foundation, is joining us here as the old championship banners, they're going to be auctioned off again with the new championship banners in place. So when you get a chance to go out to the school during the home games this winter and for years to come, check them out as well. But Brandon, anything else you'd like to add on for these old championship banners being auctioned off?
No, I mean, they're great pieces of memorabilia. They're one of a kind. If you get it, you're the only one who has one. So it's a pretty cool piece if you want to throw it up in your man cave or up in your garage, or, you know, if you've got a parent or a grandparent that was on one of those teams, you know, Christmas is right around the corner. So it'd be a great Christmas present as well.
Awesome, Brandon. So, of course, that covers the topic on hand there. But now looking forward, you guys talked about you have some upcoming events you're working on as well at the foundation there at Wayne Community Schools. Talk about now what's next for the foundation office.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, after this is done, we'll focus on the mailing campaign. That kind of takes us to the end of the year. And then we'll start right into the alumni tournament in January. So anybody that, you know, has graduated that wants to play in that, we have a page. You can follow it on Facebook, you know, Wayne Community Schools Foundation. We always put the stuff up on there. But we'll start collecting teams in January, and it'll be April 15th and 16th this year.
Perfect. Well, Brandon, thanks again for joining us here talking Wayne Community Schools Foundation, and we look forward to talking to you more down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Again, Brandon Foote, Executive Director for Wayne Community Schools Foundation, joining us here on The View from Wayne America. As a reminder, again, the old championship banners that were in the high school gym will be auctioned off Monday, November 15th, starting at noon through Sunday, November 21st, ending at 8:30 p.m. Find the link to this and more on our website at WayneDealyNews.com under the local sports tab.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the